We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese, we are back. Twitter questions today brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment at Marks Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. So Dan Orlovsky on the Rich Eisen Show.
Philadelphia, huh?
Yeah. Comparing the Eagles offense to?
They're the 2021 Rams offensively.
Wow.
You know, the Rams were so good last year out of empty, no backs in the backfield, five guys blocking, because one, the quarterback was really good at figuring out who to throw the ball to, and you just couldn't match up against them. Right now, Jalen Hurts out of empty is 14 of 16 for 200 yards. He's a QBR of 98 out of empty. And the hard part when they get into empty is you got to be big enough, skilled enough, strong enough, and fast enough. You got to be big enough to go, can we cover AJ one-on-one? Are we strong enough or skilled enough to cover Devontae Smith one-on-one? Are we strong enough to cover Dallas Goedert one-on-one? And then are we fast enough to cover Quez Watkins one-on-one? Not a lot of teams can.
Too early to be that deep into it? Or, I mean, he's spitting out facts about what the Eagles have done so far this year.
Yeah, through three games.
Yeah.
I mean, through three games. I mean, we scored 24 points in the first half of the last two games.
Well, they haven't scored a second half point since the third quarter of the Lions game.
Right.
So, the games did feel like that they weren't as close as they actually were. So, but there's going to be a test at some point, whether it's this week against the Jags or you go to Arizona next week. And it's almost like that. I wish that we could have a test sooner rather than later because I'm curious to see how they respond to it. Maybe the Jags are the test this week, Ike.
No, they will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Kimberly, the VP of the LTBB, checks in. Kimberly, how are you? Kim, are you there? Hello. Let's try her again. Kim, go ahead, hon. Kimberly. Kimberly? Let's try Phil. We'll try to get Kim up. Phil in Delaware. Phil, go ahead. How are you?
Great. Four quick points. Dak Prescott coming back quick after a bad thumb injury. Two words. Bryce Harper. Second thing. Who signs the front of the check and who signs the back of the check? Lurie knows who signs the front. Third, there's been almost no, in the modern era,
So let me just stop you on that one. What are you saying about Jeffrey Lurie?
I'm saying that Jeffrey Lurie sits there. He's not going to Herm Edwards you, right? I mean, the guy, he's not going to Herm Edwards you.
But I don't even know what that means.
Fire you on the field, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's got patience, right? He's got some patience. But he knows, like, I own companies. Like, you know who signs the front of the check and who signs the back of the check, right? And so I think Sirianni's going to last a lot longer because I think Peterson didn't realize, you know, you get some employees that think, hey, this is my company. No, it's not. Lurie's signing the front of the check. You're signing the back of the check, okay? And while he's a nice guy, and I know things getting, I like her, right? I love her. My brother sat at mass with her every week. Okay, he's a great guy, but it's like, you know, he lost the control of his staff, and it went quick. Mm-hmm. I mean, it right. went quick. So the thing is, he can always go quick, but I think that Peterson, he just didn't quite understand. It's like,
well, didn't it feel like at the end, Phil, that Doug was just, he was like, the whole situation had kind of just blown up, and he was more or less like, you know, what if I'm not here anymore, I'm not here anymore. Almost like, yeah, it was a sense of relief that it was over.
I think he didn't care, right? It's like, I think at the end it was kind of like, I just don't care, and I'm looking for some reason. Maybe he was looking for a reason to get fired, right? I mean, people do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they do. They sit there and they go, well, you know, and so maybe he's looking for a reason. I mean, I just get the feeling that Sirianni, while he's got some corny stuff that goes on, and, you know, he does this and he does that, it's like, at the end of the day, he'll sit there. I hate that phrase, but at the end of the day, if Lori says through Howie, we're doing this, he's going to say, well, I'd really like to kind of do this, and here's my reasons why, but okay.
And right. But see, Phil, like, I know we like to talk about this thing where Jeffrey Lurie threw Howie. Like, what exactly are we talking about? Like, he's calling plays, or he has an offensive philosophy that he wants Nick Sirianni to run, and that's being, and Jeffrey Lurie's saying that, and he's giving that to Howie, and that's, like, I mean, it makes for fun fodder to talk about when the Eagles aren't good. I just think Jeffrey Lurie's involved in the organization, period. I don't think that includes play calling and a lot of the things that, like, we like to bring up. I mean, we know he was involved in the draft process.
Yeah, okay. In what way, though? When we say involved, we just throw that out there without saying exactly what that means.
No, I know. I'm not. Like, I don't think it's a bad thing.
I'm just saying, when we say involved, he's sitting in on meetings. All owners sit in during the draft when the draft is right. there. The owners are there. Jeffrey Lurie's not going out with binoculars scouting players. So what involvement, other than the fact that he's being kept abreast of what's happening with his football team, as he should be, as he's the one who signs the front of the checks for everybody in the building. He's being kept abreast of what's going on and what's the plan for his football team moving forward. That's what the owner, that's his involvement. He's not involved from a game plan, from a personnel standpoint. He's not involved in any of those things. That's why he's hired the people that he's hired. You think a billionaire wants to sit? Only Jerry Jones wants to be involved in day-to-day operations. Rest of the owners have other things that they tend to throughout the week. Then they probably have meetings at some point to be brought up to date on what's going on with their football team. That's to me his involvement. Like, when we say Jeffrey Lurie's involved, he's not picking players. At least I don't think so.
No. No, I guess that's what I'm saying is there's a lot of, well, Jeffrey Lurie wants this, so he puts it through Howie and he does this or does that. Like, I don't really know what that means or what the example of that would be. Outside of maybe him being a little bit too involved in the draft process, which was talked about, which he actually talked about mm-hmm. before. Rasheem in North Philly. Hi, Rasheem. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, Rasheem.
What's up, Rob?
What's up, Ike? I think one of the things that, you know, messed Doug Peterson up, I think it was more so Howie Roseman. You picking J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Jalen Reagor, the 2019 season that Carson Wentz went to there to the playoffs. Jason Peters was out, for a 39-year-old tackle. The offensive line was in shambles. Mm-hmm. Yes, we could blame Doug Peterson for some of it, but I think Howie Roseman has to play like a huge part of that, because the personnel is only going to be as good as the coaches. To me, that's how I look at it. Yes, right now we could look at it just three games into the season. Yes, Nick Sirianni is doing all well, but we're still only three games into the season. We're talking about a Super Bowl winning coach. I never seen somebody get fired so fast in 1 year based off what they did based off a bunch of nothing to me. I really don't know. You can't tell me what's the reason why Doug Peterson got fired. Because he had one bad year. The guy won a Super Bowl. I think he should have probably still been here. And then as the talent evaluation got better, I think the team would have been better. We was a terrible, talented team with Doug Peterson at the end of his tenure. And we all know he wasn't picking the players. So who's more to blame for that?
The GM. Yeah. The GM, it's fair. It's fair, Rasheem.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, are you serious?
Yep.
J.J. So we had Carson Wentz for a whole full season throwing the ball to J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, then the Forrester. Like, come on, people.
And Greg Ward. Greg Ward came in. He was their most reliable wide receiver.
He is the sixth wide receiver right now. He's not on the football team. But we're going to pitch this whole blame on Doug Peterson, who tried his best. Yes, we could talk about how his coaching staff, I guess, wasn't impressive, but we don't know that. Because I'm pretty sure we go down a list of coaching staffs throughout the NFL. Half these people we don't even know.
So
this whole thing about, yes, you know, he's what coaches do you want on his staff? Because at the end of the day, his staff right now, Mike McCoy, Mike Caldwell, a bunch of guys that I don't think a lot of people even knew about unless you pay attention to the NFL. Mm-hmm. So to sit there and say that we'll pick Nick Sirianni over, the dude who would on the call plays, at least Doug was calling his plays the year he won a Super Bowl. Nick Sirianni don't live a call plays. So to be an offensive coach, you don't call plays. I don't know.
Great points.
Yeah.
It's great. You have great points.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I would say is that as he lost his coordinators, mm-hmm. and the further he got away from Frank Reich, DeFilippo, et cetera, remember Torrey Smith, I think he said it on the show, he said mm-hmm. that this is the exact same offense they were running in 2017, and by this point it was 2, 3, 4 years later, and it never evolved past that, right? Like, there were no new wrinkles. They were essentially running the same things they were doing before.
Yeah.
And it was that they couldn't, they just couldn't replicate the success they had with Frank Reich and with DeFilippo.
No, you know why? Because Rasheem just said the players stunk.
That too.
Like, all you got to do is go look at the roster and tell me the players that they were supposed to go win with on that 2020 team.
It's a bad team. And Carson Wentz was playing.
He was
terribly.
Right along with him.
Yeah. Yeah,
but it didn't mean that Jalen Reagor was a good wide receiver. Doesn't mean Alshon Jeffrey should have still been on the team. DeSean Jackson shouldn't have still been on the team. The group of running backs that they had. Like, it doesn't mean all those things didn't matter also. Maybe if you had better players, then Wentz wouldn't have been as bad as he was. If he's not throwing the Reagor and Arcega-Whiteside and Alshon Jeffrey. Who could win with those guys?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody. That's why none of them are in the league right now other than Reagor, and he's a punt returner. And we'll see if he's still in the league after his first contract is up.
And not looking great for that right now. But, I mean, it's something that you – I mean, when he got let go, it felt like it was the right move because just how bad it had gotten.
It was the right move. I'm just saying that it wasn't because he didn't know how to coach anymore, any of those other things. I want to know who would have won with that collection of players. Like, what were we expecting from that group?
Nick Sirianni, Jack, would he have won with that collection of players?
Well, probably would have been 3-0 at least.
Kimberly, the VP, hang on one second, because fall's upon us that time of year again to start to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors. Before another cold winter season rolls in, and when I need a company to help me with my home projects, I turn to the experts, my good friends at Guida Door and Window. Act now, receive 20% off all windows and doors. Plus, Guida will allow you to start your project today with no money out of pocket, and you could take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. And once the job is expertly installed, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of your new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home, lowered monthly energy bills, and you're taking advantage of 20% savings and having the luxury of paying off your project with 0% interest for up to 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today to schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. 877-GO-GUIDA. 877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com. Let's go to Kimberly, the vice president of the LTBB. What's up, Kim? How are you?
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey.
So you started the show off talking about sort of comparing Doug and Nick, and I've been thinking about that. And I see, we've talked about this a little bit before, but I see a lot of parallels between how their careers in Philadelphia started. So, you know, they both were offensive coordinators somewhere else and came here. They both worked with Frank Reich in some capacity. Their first season, they both worked with a young/new quarterback and did okay. You know, Doug was 7-9, Nick was 9-8. And then they both started out their second season pretty strong. Doug was 2-1, we're 3-0. And we ended up 13-3 that year. Vegas has us winning 12 and a half games this year. So it feels like they both came in, had to get their footing under them, and then in the second year, you know, the quarterbacks took a big leap. They started, you know, the teams got much better. And if it, if we can parallel that, if we can continue that parallel, that means we are headed to the Super Bowl, which would be amazing.
And the initial response to both coaches was not over what wasn't positive for sure.
Right. It was like, who the heck is this guy? Where did he come from? Why do we want him here? You know, and then and they were given, you know, new staff, again, new quarterbacks, or in Jalen's case, relatively new quarterbacks, young quarterbacks to work with. So I do also think with Doug, when Doug left, sort of not related to Nick now, hopefully this does not continue, but it felt like when he started to struggle in 2019 and 2020, we heard more and more rumors about the front office getting involved. And this happens a lot. Like, I own a company, and it happens a lot in management, that if someone's starting to struggle, you can do one of two things. You can either give them some room and some support, or you can start to micromanage them. And eventually, no one can take being micromanaged that much if it keeps increasing, increasing. And you get frustrated, and you leave. And that's what I always thought, at least from the outside, that's what it always felt like to me with Doug. The more he was trying to correct things, the more the front office got involved, you know, and to the point that he couldn't even pick his own coaches anymore.
And the more he was fine with it being over.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, no, it's a good read on it, Kim.
Yep, appreciate it, Kim.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
See,
OVP,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I remember, Jack, do you remember that there was a story that came out that even said, like, Doug would almost be okay with being fired or not coming
Tony
back?
Tony Pauline at the beginning of, like, what, September of 2020?
Was it that early in the season?
It was very, very early in the year, yeah. Just, like, kind of shocking to hear.
Well, because maybe he had put that out there somewhere, like, hey, if they fire me, I'm okay with that. This is going downhill.
Yeah, I guess
when you're on the inside, you can see things eroding. Like, you can see them, and he's closer to the situation. And, yeah, sometimes you are okay because he didn't know what direction things were going to head in over the next few years. And if he wasn't going to have, I guess, the amount of say or what have you that he felt like he deserved with his staff and other things, then it probably was best for him to move on.
Yeah, agreed.
And he got a chance to take a year off and get rejuvenated. And he had some personal stuff going on in his family with his brother that he was able to tend to. And, you know, who's to say that year off didn't help Doug become a better coach? You know, seeing the error of his ways. The guy won the Super Bowl so fast, you know, that I'm pretty sure that was overwhelming. Like, hold on. I just went from being under Coach Reed pretty much my entire career that we just won the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
In a two-year span? From Kansas City to being hired here to potentially being undermined by your D coordinator, all this other stuff, and the next thing you know, you're a Super Bowl champion. Okay, now how do I handle all of that moving forward when other teams are poaching my coaches off my roster, off my staff? Right, so it run its course. Doug's in a better situation right now, and the Eagles are in a better situation right now.
Worked out for everybody.
Because the one thing I know or I feel about the Eagles that most people are hesitant and reluctant to embrace or accept, they know what they're doing. Their formula for success to at least keep them relevant and give them an opportunity to be successful has worked for them. It has worked for them. You may not like who's making final decisions, this, that, and the other. How can you argue with the fact that they are in? If you like the position that they're in right now, then how can you argue against what their philosophy is? They hired Doug when no one else was going to hire Doug. They put his staff together. The analytics department that everybody's so worried about, well, the fourth down, the going for fourth downs, what do you think, that was Doug? He invented football somehow, and now he's going for them fourth down? No, that's their analytics department that gave him that information, that that's what you should be doing. And now it's a trend around the league.
Yeah.
Oh, now it's a trend around the league. So they put together a Super Bowl winning staff and team from their own plucking of the available candidates, neither Doug nor Nick Sirianni at the top of anybody's list, at the top of anybody's wish list. Organization gets mocked for hiring both guys. One guy goes on to win the Super Bowl. The other guy everybody's in love with now after a year ago. You mocked him a year ago for being hired.
Yeah.
So maybe the Eagles know what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they certainly rebounded quickly from 2020.
And they always do.
And they always do.
They always rebound after a tough year.
Chip turns it into what it was, and then you have a 7-9 year, and then you win the Super Bowl the following year.
Well, they went from a disastrous 2012 season with Andy in his final year and everything that happened there, and that was at the end of a three-year turmoil and saga behind the scenes when Joe Banner was still here and everything else was going on. So that 2010 saved Andy probably. The Michael Vick experience saved Andy.
Yeah.
Gave him a few more years. That quickly went away in 11 and 12. Then you bring in Chip Kelly. Right? They're at the forefront of this guy. Sports science.
Oh, man.
All these other things and practices and speed, all this other stuff. It didn't last long because his personality is terrible and what have you. But they were at the forefront of that. And guess what? They moved on from him. Like the caller said earlier, a coach that had two 10-win seasons in his first 3 years. They fired him, moved on, won the Super Bowl 2 years later.
Yeah.
So how can you disagree with what the Eagles front office, whatever it is, they decide their philosophy is, how he's sitting in on me, whatever it is, it's worked for him.
It works.
It works for him.
It does. I mean, just look, go look at the record. Since 2000, go look at what they've done. A lot of that was Andy Reid. A lot of it wasn't Andy Reid.
Man, Andy was here. Andy's not here anymore. They've won the Super Bowl since. They've been in the postseason. Yeah. How many times since Andy's been gone?
Yeah.
So it's not – I mean, I love Big Red too, but he's not here anymore.
Nope. Practice today, Ike. A.J. Brown was not there attending to a personal matter. No Slay, no Dickerson. The official report's not out yet, but they did not practice according to members of the media.
Not surprised with Slay. He fought through that game Sunday to finish it. Dickerson fought to even play in the game Sunday. And I think he had to come out a time or two.
He did.
Yep. So not surprised he's getting an extra day off. And then A.J., personal matter, I know what that is. Yeah.
Some people are saying like he was expecting the birth of his second kid.
So. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, do you think when A.J. Brown has a second kid, he's going to put a little baby Batman cat cape on? That'd be a good little look, I think.
He might.
Coming up, Brian Baldinger. So Baldy's going to tell us what he thought about the Eagles'
Baldy.
Win against Washington, what to make of Jonathan Gannon's defense and what he's doing. But also, he studied what Doug and Trevor Lawrence are doing in Jacksonville. How good is that defense with the Jaguars? All of that.
My boy Zeke down there.
With Baldy. Mike Caldwell.
Zeke.
Defensive coordinator.
Now, if I
down
cut
there.
That in the wrong audio, the wrong context, you know, I might think you're a Cowboys fan around here.
Yep.
Oh, it's because of the Zeke? Yeah.
My boy Zeke. Yeah, let's
see. Yeah, and knowing you would cut it in the wrong context.
We'll get back to your phone calls as well next segment. 215-592.
Ooh, almost got a 10-incher.
94-94. Baldy on everything coming up next. But, hey, listen, BetMGM customers, if you have a friend who loves sports as much as you do, here's a chance for both of you to earn a $50 bonus when they sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Just sign into your BetMGM account. Click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. Once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager's settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. BetMGM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez caught!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.